This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this gathering and make us from the people at the end of the gathering. They will be told, قوموا مغفورا لكم. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. The king is going to die, the president is going to die, the imam is going to die, the sheikh is going to die, the Arab is going to die, the black, the white, everyone is going to die, the Muslim, the non-Muslim, everybody is going to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are going to die and everybody else is going to die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مُتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. And nobody will live immortally, forever, eternally. So if this is not for Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's not going to happen to anybody. So based on that, ya akhwan, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to start this series, and especially we're seeing, subhanallah, almost every day at INT, there's a janazah, or we hear about someone passing away. So since we trying our best to run all our life on the sunnah, so why don't we also run our funeral on the sunnah, inshallah? So this study, inshallah ta'ala, will start from when the person, he is or she is on their deathbed. When they are on their deathbed, what a dying person should do, what do the people next to him should do to the dying person, okay? What to do right after the minute that the person dies, and then after that, how is the grieving supposed to be? How long is the mourning supposed to be? Announcement of the death, condolences, how should we offer our condolences? Then, what are some of the signs of a good end and the signs of an evil end? Subhanallah, may Allah all, make us all from the people who will have a good end, inshallah. Then we will discuss the washing of the body, then the shrouding of the body, and then carrying the body and following the janazah. And then after that, inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss the janazah prayer. And every time we come to a fiqh issue, we will mention all the opinion from all the madahib about that issue. But in general, the talk is going to be all in general, and some of the issues are fiqh issues. And then we come to the very important part, which is the burial. How to bury the body, which part goes first? Should I say something when I'm lowering the body? How about this throwing the sand? Is this authentic or not? All these things, inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussed. And then the book will end by who is allowed to visit the graves and what is the ruling on visiting the graves. So first, inshallah ta'ala, just a general idea that, ya akhwan, that sooner or later, subhanallah, the angel of death is going to visit one of us without any notice, without any message, without any email, without nothing. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. الله سبحانه وتعالى, when he gives the order to the angel of death to take a soul, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. There is no difference, there is no discrimination. Old, young, black, white, thin, fat, no discrimination whatsoever. When the order comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. Nothing will be delayed. So sometimes, you know, we get emotional and we start saying, he was young, she was young. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Of course, we get upset. This is, we are human beings. But at the same time, we have to accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhwan. Because in that moment, we are so emotional. You forget the biggest ni'mah, that person died on Islam. This is a great ni'mah. When someone dies in your family or in our masjid or someone, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they died as a Muslim. This is a great ni'mah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Wherever you are, no matter where you're trying to hide, where you're trying to run away from the death, the death will get to you. When the time comes, nothing will help at all. You know, how many times people, you know, subhanAllah, they say, you know what, this year I'm not going to Hajj because I heard there's Corona, there's Zika, there's Mika, all this stuff. I'm not going to Hajj. Maybe I'm, yeah, Habibi, is there any other better place to die than Hajj? So, you know, people make excuses. If you're going to die, you're going to die anyway, right? So not going to Hajj because there is something, you know, that's not, in a, you know, it's not a valid excuse, really. So whenever we're going to die, we try to avoid any problems. Of course, I'm not going to go to a place that there is war and say, no. I take by the means. But if there's a ibadah and it's due on me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have written to me to die, I'm going to die anyway. So أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Subhanallah. So wherever we are, death is going to come. And how many times, subhanallah, people did so many things and take so many precautions to protect themselves from harm. And then the harm or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have written, they got to them. I told you the story before. A mother does not want her son to travel. She doesn't want him to travel with his friend. Okay? So he insisted he wanted to travel with his friend. So he told his mother, please wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So his mother, on purpose, she did not wake him up, so he could miss the flight and not go with his friend. So the friend is calling. Nobody's answering. The friend left. So the mother, sitting down watching TV, she saw that the flight gone, exploded. So she said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. She ran. My son, look, you're so lucky. You know, the plane that you missed crashed. My son, gone. Subhanallah, he died on his bed. She's trying her best to make him avoid going. And she was happy that that he was not on the plane that crashed. He died on his bed. So when the time comes, subhanAllah, there's nothing that will stop it. So now, since death is 100%, وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق. بالحق يا أخوان. الموت is حق. ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. You've been trying to avoid it, you know. No, I'm young, I'm this, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy. No. You've been trying to avoid death, but death, subhanallah, ya akhwan. يعني, like I mentioned the other day, just like today. Today is what, Monday? Brother Tahir was still alive, right? He died on Tuesday, right? So subhanallah, just like today, he was with us. Subhanallah, he prayed Isha. Just like now, subhanAllah. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have decreed that the time is up. Time is up. And we heard about our brother in Irving. He was sleeping, just sleeping. Like all of us are going to do in a few minutes. But Allah decreed his time is up. 40 something years old, finish. SubhanAllah. So knowing that death 100% is coming, if something is coming, that means every moment that goes by is getting closer. Right? If someone calls right now and says, I'm coming from Irving. All right? What does that mean? That means now it's 10:35, 10:37, he's getting closer. 10:45, he's getting closer. So, al-maut at. Death is coming, that means every moment that goes by, ya akhwan. You know, subhanAllah, we hear this all the time. But the point is, what are we doing about it? What are we preparing for that moment? Nobody does not know that, you know, that death is coming. And ya akhwan, when we sit in this gathering, and I repeated this many times, and I'll repeat it one more time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. You know what does that mean? That means when we sit in this gathering and it goes from here and leaves from here, the ilm that we got here did not benefit us at all. Rasulullah ﷺ used to seek refuge from an ilm that does not lead to amal. From an ilm that does not lead to amal. And that this is not applied to me only, apply to any talk that we hear, myself or you. So now we know 100%, and we always know that death is 100% coming. So ya akhwan, any major sin that I'm committing, any small sin that I'm persisting on, quit right away. You never know. When the Sheikh went to the brother and he told him, Ya brother, we need some money for the masjid. Huh? The brother, what did he say? He said, No. The Sheikh on his way out, the brother said, Ya Sheikh, give me a second. He said, what do you want? He said, Ya Sheikh, I promise you. When I retire, I'm going to build a masjid and I'm going to stay most of the time in it. So the Sheikh told him, hurry up, go get a piece of paper. He said, why? He said, hurry up, go get a piece of paper. So he got a piece of paper. He said, write down, when I retire, I'm going to build a masjid and I'm going to stay all the time on it. So the brother listened to the Sheikh. He wrote down, when I retire, I'm going to build a masjid and I'm going to spend all my time in it. Said the Sheikh, now what? He said, when the angel of death comes, show him the paper. Angel of death, give me some time. This is my intention. Amal bin niyat. No, it doesn't work. It does not work. So we know for a fact that it's coming. So we have to plan, ya akhwan. Something is coming, you have a wedding that's coming up, you plan. You have graduation, you have any kind of occasion, we plan ahead. But subhanAllah, the most certain thing that we 100%, no doubt, that is coming, we don't plan much for it. We do not plan much for it. And it could happen at any second. So what should we do, ya akhwan? First, we have to get rid of any major sin that we are committing. Or if there's a small sin, somebody might say, just a small sin. But the small sins, when they accumulate on top of each other, they become a major sin. The major sin starts with a small sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. The shaitan has footsteps. He tells you to do small thing. And then it will lead to another, until you fall into a major sin. Some people listen to this beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. العبد المؤمن يستريح من نصب الدنيا والعبد الفاجر يستريح منه العباد والبلاد والشجر والدواب. A believing servant, when he dies, rests from the worries of this life. But as for the corrupt person, when he dies, the people and the lands and the trees and the animals rest from him. SubhanAllah. Because he used to cause corruption on earth. But the believing man, SubhanAllah, he can't wait. We're not supposed to ask for death, but the believing man, he feels that, you know, is suffering so much in this dunya. He feels like he's a gharib, a stranger. Every time he does something, people call him extremist because he's following the sunnah. SubhanAllah. So he can't wait. He rests from all these troubles of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. This is, ya akhwan, a very important word, أحسن. So we are here to try not to do as many good deeds as possible. We have to do as many sincere deeds as possible. The a'mal that we show off that we did just for showing off, that is multiplied by zero. Zero. Nothing. We will go on the day of judgment, you will find nothing. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلْ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we came to everything they have done and we made it into scattered dust. Why? Because there was riya in it. There was showing off in it. So be very careful. Be very careful when you are about to perform a amal. When you invite others to do a amal. Why are you doing it? Double check your intention. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى, he did not say ليبلوكم أيكم أكثر عملا. ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. It's not about the quantity. You could pray two rak'ah of qiyam, they are worth 40 rak'ahs of quick, no khushu', no understanding, no concentration whatsoever, but you had two rak'ah, so beautiful. You made dua in your sujood. سبحان ربي الأعلى. You enjoyed it. And then the other ones were tick, 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 and your mind was, you know, distracted. Subhanallah. So it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. أكثروا من ذكر هذه من لذات. This is a wasiyya from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told us, he told me and he told you, ya akhwan, to remember death abundantly. Abundantly. Sometimes when we are so involved in our daily life, our families, our studies, our businesses, our jobs, we forget. We forget. So Rasulullah ﷺ, keep remembering. He told us, keep remembering the death constantly. It reminds you of the akhirah. It reminds you to rush and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أكثروا من ذكر هذه من لذات فإنه لم يذكره أحد في ضيق من العيش إلا وسعه عليه وَلَا ذَكَرَهُ فِي سَعَةٍ إِلَّا دَيَّقَهَا عَلَيْهِ. Frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures, death. None would remember it while in tightness of living, but it would expand it for him. You know, if somebody is in tightness of living and he remembers, you know what, I'm going to die anyway. So that would be a relief for him. And none would remember it while at ease of living, but it would tighten it for him. And if somebody has all the luxuries, he remembers that, you know, death might come and all that will be gone. So that will depress him, subhanAllah. So constantly remembering death will keep us on track. Now, ya akhwan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَشِّرْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. Give this ummah the tidings of glory, dominance over the lands, victory and supremacy in religion. Any of them who does the deeds of the hereafter for the sake of the worldly life will have no share in the hereafter. Let me just read it in Arabic for the brothers who know Arabic to enjoy it. بَشِّرْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِالسَّنَاءِ والتمكين في البلاد والنصر والرفعة في الدين ومن عمل منهم بعمل الآخرة للدنيا فليس له في الآخرة نصيب. Again, he put that the sheikh under the sincerity. It looks like the amal is for the akhirah. It looks like the amal is for the akhirah. But the intention of the person doing it is for the dunya. Then he will have no share, nothing in the akhirah. Nothing whatsoever in the akhirah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَابْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُهُ. Verily, Allah only accepts the deeds that are done purely for Him and are done for the sake of His pleasure. And inshallah ta'ala, like I promised you, I'm going to make them short so you could always attend inshallah. If Allah kept us alive till Monday, the topic will be the arrival of death. What a dying person. Somebody told me, the doctor confirmed that I'm going to die. What should I do? What should I constantly say? There's a dua that we will teach you insha'Allah ta'ala, that Rasulullah said, if you say this dua, Jahannam will become haram for you. Okay? We will study that, this dua insha'Allah ta'ala, next week bi'idhnillah. Please try to come and attend constantly insha'Allah ta'ala, so we could all benefit bi'idhnillah ta'ala, and we learn the proper way and the sunnah way how to perform our janazat and our funerals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah make me from the people who practice what they preach. Jazakumullah khair, wa barakallahu feekum, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah.